From Sheffield in South Yorkshire, it's a welcome back as we move on with more music from Elton John and The Border Song.
This is part three of the Elton John story, coming to you from Radio Hallam in Sheffield. Elton John, our guest, popped in for 10 minutes, still here. Can't get rid of him, he won't go.
Glued to the seat I am.
We've been talking a lot about your particular records. You're writing for other people, Elton. You're also producing for other people. You're also in a record company and doing thousands of other things. Can we play Candle in the Wind from the Greatest Hits album and then move on perhaps to one or two other artists?
You most certainly can.
Right. Can you just put that needle on the cartridge thing there for the candle job?
Oh, I see. Oh, sorry about that. There you go.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Oh, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself like those around you. Crawled out of the woodwork, and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill, and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. I would have liked to know you, but I was just was that Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to love you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before the legend ever did. Oh,
two tracks from Elton John's greatest hits, Candle in the Wind and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Also on that particular album, you've got your song, Daniel, Honky Cat, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, Rocket Man, Candle in the Wind, Border Song, Crocodile Rock, your favourite, of course, I Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. And on to Kiki D. Why not?
Yes.
What is the Kiki D story?
On to Kiki D. I knew Kiki when she was recording for Motown. I didn't know her in the old days when she was on Philips.
I did.
You did, yeah, I'm sure you did. So I met my manager was originally a sort of label manager for Tamla Motown, and I met Kiki because she did an album called Great Expectations for Motown. And when she saw her contract ran out with Motown, and we talked about forming this record company, John Reeds, who was my manager, said, well, I think we should sign Kiki. And not many people were in agreement with him. In fact, we all said, oh, well, we don't know. She's got this image as a cabaret singer. But she was a friend of mine, I said, well, come down to the house and see what, you know, let's talk about it. So she came down to the house and bought a guitar and a tape and played me four songs that she'd written, the first four songs that she'd ever written, in fact, in her life, Loving and Free and Rest My Head, Sugar on the Floor, and another one off the first album. And I was amazed. I couldn't believe it. It was the first four songs that Bernie and I ever written were absolute rubbish. So I was most impressed, and we went through, you know, she'd been out of touch and sort of been very depressed because she'd been in the business 10 years and never really got anywhere, and consequently had fallen out of touch with things. So I bought her a pile of albums like Jackson Brown and Joni Mitchell. I said, listen to these, and she started getting into the newer things that she hadn't really had the time or inclination to listen to. So we went on tour, did a tour of England, and we took her on tour doing backing vocals, and just to get her in the mood for going on the road again, and she enjoyed that. And I produced the Loving and Free album with Clive Franks, who's our sound man, and we wrote a song for her, actually, Bernie and I, called Lonnie and Josie, which came out as a single and didn't do very well. But the album did fairly well when it came out and got her a lot of attention, and then Amoureuse became a hit. So, in fact, she really stunned us all. I never thought she'd go on the road for a start, and she was the biggest surprise of the whole lot when it came to Rocket, because everyone sort of said, well, we don't know about Kiki D, we can't change her image overnight, and everyone knows that she's a cabaret singer in full flouncy dresses, and she just surprised us all. I give her full credit for it, because she did it more or less all on her own.
If I asked you to choose any two songs that Kiki's recorded for you,
well, I think Amoureuse, because it is such a pretty song. It's actually written by Stephen Stills' wife, Véronique Sanson, and she had an album out on Elektra, and I'd loved the song for a couple of years, and Kiki recorded it. And I didn't think it took about 16 weeks to get in the charts, so it was a very painful one, that one. Everyone was on tenterhooks, are we going to have a hit? Is Kiki going to have a hit? Mm. And I think Music as well. I mean, I've chosen the two singles because they show both sides of her. Mm. And actually, the follow-up to Amoureuse was another Elton John and Bernie Taupin flop song called Hard Luck Story, which should never have been released, really, because it wasn't mixed properly, but it was in excruciating circumstances. But we got criticised because people said, well, she's not a rock and roll singer, you should follow up with a ballad. But that's not what she wants to do. So Music really sort of shut the critics up, who said that she couldn't sing up-tempo things too.
All right, let's listen to two songs then, two singles, in fact, from Kiki D.
Can my life ever be the same?
Kiki D, there we are, fading into the middle distance there, and I've got the music in me. You're tuned to Radio Hallam. It's Chat In with Elton John, and we've reached the time.
And it's Chuck Up with Keith Skews.
Oh, he's a name dropper as well.
Yes.
We've mentioned Kiki, we've mentioned you, we've mentioned Bernie. We haven't mentioned a great deal about Nigel. Well, Nigel Wilson.
Nigel actually started recording about 2 or 3 years ago on his own album out on DJM, called Nigel Olsen's Drum Orchestra, Drum Orchestra and Chorus, and it didn't really do much because it was a bit, the songs weren't too strong on it, and it was a bit underproduced. And then he wanted to record a song, the Marble song, Only One Woman, and we were at Caribou last June when we were doing the Captain Fantastic album, which is to come out soon, hopefully. And we just put down a track for him of Only One Woman, and he's, you know, it did fairly well for him over here. He got a lot of play, and this week has actually bounded into the American charts at number 100, but I think we'll do very, very well over there.
And he's leapt over to America, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's just gone to promote his single and to do some more recording. Mm. So that should be... I'm really pleased for him because he just wants to make pop records, and it's nice to be able to see somebody else in the group have a bit of success too.
Mm. He came and saw us in Sheffield a few weeks ago, knocked out with him.
Good.
Well, let's have a listen to that one then, written by the Gibb Brothers, right?
Yes, you're quite right, and recorded originally by the Marbles, but re-recorded by Nigel Olsen.
Title?
Only One Woman.
Nigel Olsen and Only One Woman.
Gilbert Harding.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Not allowed to swear reminiscing on the wireless.
Reminiscing, reminiscing.
Right, we've been discussing so many things. We've sidetracked and disappeared down the goodbye yellow brick road. We've got caught up with a candle in the wind. I suppose we eventually got to get up into the sky with Lucy. But in the meantime and in between time, is there anything else we should play which we haven't played, which you think we could now? A translation of that will be heard in the third programme.
Yes. I was going to say Um by Major Lawrence, but you interrupted me.
I remember it by Wayne Fontana.
It'd be nice to play a song that we, one of our songs that had been recorded by other people. There's not many good cover versions of our songs, but I think Rod Stewart's done a couple of good ones. He did Country Comfort, and we wrote Let Me Be Your Car for the Smiler album, and I think it turned out very well, sort of semi-duet between him and I. So I think that would be nice to play that.
Alrighty, here it comes.
Soon the pines will be falling everywhere. Village children fight each other for a share. And the 609 goes roaring past the creek. Deacon Lee prepares a sermon for next week. I saw Grandma yesterday down at the store. Well, she's really going fine for 84. Well, she asked me if sometime I might fix her barn. Poor old girl, she needs a hand to run the farm. And it's good old country comfort. Down at the well, they got a new
Elton John and Rod Stewart. What more could you ask for on Radio Hallam?
Hattie Jakes.
Almost time to go, Elton. We're most grateful to you for spending 3 hours with us on this Sunday afternoon. Well, it started off in the afternoon, it's almost evening now.
Yes, it certainly is. In fact, the cobwebs are misting over your eyes already.
I did ask you earlier, are there any questions you wanted to ask us? No, I didn't. No, you didn't, actually.
No, you forgot that.
All right, perhaps I could just read this ad lib, which says, we've asked you so many questions here today, Elton. Are there any questions you'd like to ask us?
Yes, what's the quickest way to get out of here?
Where to? Barnsley or Manchester?
Manchester.
Turn left.
Thank God.
Right. Elton, seriously, thank you very much for all your help. When's your next single coming out?
It's coming out now. In fact, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Or last Friday or next Friday. Or 3 weeks
ago. Or even
ago.
Possibly a month ago.
It's called Philadelphia Freedom, and it's the first single by the Elton John Band, because that's what it's called now. And it's a band, the Elton John Band. And
comprising?
Ray Cooper on percussion, Nigel Olsen on the drums, Dee Murray on bass, David Johnson on guitar, and Elton John on strike.
All right, we'll listen to that, which came out and was called again?
Philadelphia Freedom. The next object is Philadelphia Freedom.
Give me a piece of my mind, Dad.
Philadelphia Freedom. A couple of questions I did mean to ask. We were
going to be normal. Philadelphia Freedom. Quite right.
I saw you gigging with the Doobie Brothers when they were appearing in Manchester.
After 7.5 bottles of whiskey, who wouldn't be?
Yeah, that was an amazing concert. An absolutely amazing concert. Is this? Do you make this sort of a regular habit?
Only after 7.5 bottles of whiskey. I could be. Actually, I'm becoming known as the whore of the record business. You can say whore, it's in the dictionary, isn't it?
Providing it's not spelt with a WH.
No, it's spelt with an HO.
Right.
Whore, as in rowboat. The horror of the record business, because I seem to be appearing in everyone's records, but in fact I only did about 4 or 5 sessions, and then but I do like to get up on stage sometimes, and the Doobie Brothers asked me, and I'd had a nice evening listening to Little Feet and Tower of Power, and so I thought it would be nice. Or was it? Oh, I don't know. I went up for both nights. I don't know how much I had to drink. I can't remember.
Tower of Power, certainly, were they?
Tower of Power. Oh. And Little Feet?
No.
No, they were on the next night.
Central
Station? No, yes. Well, I can't remember. I saw both nights. It was excellent, both nights. And I don't very often go on stage. I've been on stage with the Ohio Players. No, I didn't go on stage with the Ohio Players. No, it was the Chi Lights. What a groupie I am. I went on stage with the Chi Lights at Bailey's Club in Watford. But that, again, that was after 7.5 bottles of... I like to get around now and see a few gigs, because when you're on the road, you don't often have a chance to go and see people you really like. You're sort of too busy. So now I've got a few months off. I'm not doing so much. I like to go around and see a few gigs. I'm going to see LaBelle soon, and that should be nice because I used to back them in the old days.
Is that originally Patti LaBelle?
Patti LaBelle and her Bluebellies, as one poster once put it. In fact, yeah, it used to be 4 of them, but Cindy Birdsong joined the Supremes and has subsequently left the Supremes, I think. There's 3 of them now that's just known as Sarah and Patti, and I backed them twice when originally they first came over, and they had a big hit in the States with all them. The Wayne Fontana thing, what was it? Groovy Kind of Love, which he covered over here. They used to do things like Over the Rainbow and Danny Boy, which was totally wrong for them. And they've really gotten themselves together now. And they've got a big number one record in America with Lady Marmalade, which is great. I'm knocked out for them.
Indeed. Being played exclusively over here in Britain on wireless stations.
Especially in the Sheffield area.
Well, we play it, and so do a lot. Talking about radio stations, hey, we've got the news as well. Talking about radio stations, a quickie.
Yes.
Why is it that now, after all this time, that you're coming around and saying hello and being very kind? Not that you've not been kind in the past, but actually visiting all the commercial radio stations.
Well, I never really had time before, and I actually suggested it that I did it, because I was, I thought it was about time I got off my behind and went around the country and had a look at what was going on, because I think it's important, because business-wise it's important, because I have a record company, and also I thought it would be quite fun, and I just felt like it. I just said, "Bliss, we'll go and see what's happening." I'm really having a good time.
And what do you think of the station so far?
Rubbish.
Well, we were going to play out with Crocodile Rock, but I don't think we'll do it now.
No, we'll play out with The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky.
Wrong again. Out with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. There's not really another great deal you can say about that, is there?
Nope.
So we won't. Elton, thank you very much, seriously, for coming around. We've been knocked out here at Helen, and...
So have I, and I'm suing you for £7 million.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Elton John.
Goodbye, listeners everywhere. Listener everywhere.
Quite slowly, a girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun. to a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pie. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers, the grouse so incredibly high. Suddenly someone